In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I thank God that He gave me this opportunity to come and to take the blessing. And I thank my fathers, Abuna Bishoy and Abuna Erseni, for their love and for inviting me to come and to take this blessing. When we celebrate the Holy Pascha week, we are trying to recognize and to know the love of God toward us. Because His love surpass our knowledge. So I will tell you a few points about the love of God toward us. Is this why they call God the philanthropic one? The lover of mankind, because He is love. So the first point, that God loves us first. Always He is the initiative. And this to teach us how to be initiative. You don't wait till someone to ask you to do something good. Do it from yourself. It is written in 1 John chapter 4, and you know the first epistle of St. John, how it talks about God's love. It is written, we love Him because He first loved us. He first loved us. And when we read this first epistle, we know about the love of God. The second point, that God loved us freely. He is lacking nothing. He is not expecting to receive anything from us except love. So He loved us freely. We have nothing we can offer, because all what we have is from Him. In the book of Hosea, chapter 14, it is written, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. I will love them freely. And out of this love, He redeemed us. He saved us. Out of this love, He forgives our sins. And He gives us the life of righteousness. And to have inheritance in His kingdom. And it is written also in the epistle of St. Paul to Romans, chapter 9, as he says also in Hosea, St. Paul is quoting from Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. Once, while I was in school, I read a book. It is written by a lady. This lady wasn't a Christian. And her husband was a minister in this country. And he divorced her. And he told her, I don't love you. And after the divorce, she is staying at home and bored. And there is a lady coming to help her, and this lady was Christian. So she asked the Christian lady to bring her a Bible. The lady was hesitant in the beginning, but she insisted. And she brought her a Bible. And she didn't know from where to start. So she opened the Bible randomly, just by chance. But it is from God that she started with Romans chapter 9. I will call her beloved, who was not beloved. So it touched her. It happens like hooking. So she continued to read in the Bible. And after she believed, she asked this lady to help her to meet with a priest or a pastor in this country to baptize her. And actually the pastor wasn't Orthodox. And when he trying to baptize her just to sprinkle water, she said, no, I didn't read this in the Bible. I read that the immersed Jesus in the Jordan River. I wanted to go down to the water. So nobody explained for her the dogma, the doctrine, but just from the reading of the Bible, she knew that she wants to be baptized by immersion in the water. But what touched her? That God loved her. She wrote a book. I read this book. And she put the title of this book, God is My Father. God is My Father. Because He loves us. The next point, God loves us. It wasn't because we are good. Actually, He loved us while we were sinners. And He loved us and wants us to repent and to live in righteousness. Because it is written in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And it is written also, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. So when you meditate, ponder, contemplate about the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, to know how God loved you. And the next point, it is written in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 13. We will read it tomorrow, God willing. In the beginning of the chapter, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. St. John Chrysostom commented in this verse, and he said, what it means that God loved us to the end? It means there is nothing can be done He didn't do it. He did it all. St. Paul said it in Romans chapter 8. He didn't spare His own son. In Arabic, الذي لم يشفق على ابنه. بل بذله لأجلنا أجمعين. He didn't spare his own son, the only begotten son. The only begotten son. Once I heard one of my fathers saying, God asked our father Abraham, Abraham, are you willing to give me your son? I give you my son. So our father Abraham said, who is my son? My son is mortal, but your son is the immortal. My son is a creature, but your son is the creator. My son is finite and the limit, and your son is infinite. I am willing to offer my son to you, God. And when he tried to sacrifice Isaac, God stopped him. And he told him, but still, I will offer my only begotten son for you and for your children. The next point, that God loved us with everlasting love. It is in Jeremiah chapter 31st. And this chapter specifically in the book of Jeremiah is talking about the new covenant, the new testament. It is written, the Lord has appeared of old to me saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I want you, when you read, when you hear these verses, to take it personally. God telling me, telling every one of you, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I feel I don't deserve this great love. And St. Paul said it in Ephesians chapter 1, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. And when you read this chapter specifically, Ephesians chapter 1, please highlight in him, in Christ. You'll find it is repeated several times. We are in him. And he loved us with great love. Because in the following chapter of Ephesians chapter 2, he talks about the love of God, his grace, and his mercy. It is like a triangle. Love, grace, mercy. And in Arabic, they try to make the connection between the three. They said, إيه الفرق ما بين النعمة والرحمة؟ فقالوا النعمة هي المحبة متدفقة والرحمة هي المحبة مترفقة. I will say it in English. What is the difference between grace and mercy? Grace is the love abundantly. And mercy is the love compassionate. So St. Paul said it in Ephesians chapter 2, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us, with which he loved us. And God loves every one of us personally, because we know the verse which some interpreters call it the center of the scripture, which is the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16. So God loved the world, and he offered his only begotten Son to save us, not to be destroyed. هكذا أحب الله العالم. But when I talk about this verse, God loved the world, the whole world. But he loved you personally, for you by name. St. Paul said it in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Who loved me? You can say it. Who loved me and gave himself for me? Sometimes I feel remorse and regret, and I rebuke myself because, oh God, you loved me, this great love. And sometimes I am hesitant to go to the church or not, or to come a little bit late, or when I feel tired, I feel, for what I'm doing this? And I don't know, this is because God loved me and he shed his blood for my sake. For example, when we talk about today, Wednesday, and we read about Mary anointing the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ with a spikenard, and it is very costly, and she did great. But what is this ointment or perfume comparing to the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ? What am I going to offer? What am I going to offer? We don't belittle what she did, because our Lord Jesus Christ said you should talk about her when you preach. But there is nothing to compare it to the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the Holy Cross. And you know that people, they can talk about love, but we talk with just words, theoretically. But the love of God is very practical. As I told you, the verse in Revelation, the ruler over the king of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So God didn't love us and stay in the heaven of heavens, but he emptied himself. And he came as a slave in the form of men. And he endured all these sufferings. When you think about it, the scourging, the mocking, slapping him, hitting him, nailed on the cross, pierced his side with the spear, the thorns, the crown of thorns, all these for my sake, for your sake. So he loved us and he emptied himself, as St. Paul said it, the very famous verses in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, they say this is a hymn in the early church. They call it kenosis. emptying himself, or in Arabic, الإخلاء. In Arabic, الإخراء, الإخلاء. And when you think about love, you think about some people love you, but no one loves you more than God. I feel sorry when some of our children come to me and they're saying, no one loves me. I say, no, God loves you. And the love of God is sufficient. When you feel it, when you feel it. It is written in John 15, we will read it tomorrow, God willing. Greater love has no one than this. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. We are his slaves, his servants, his creatures, but he calls us friends. He calls us his children, adopting us, because he loves us. And St. Paul said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For the love of Christ compels us. For the love of Christ compels us. In Arabic, محبة المسيح تحصرنا. If you look back to your life and you recognize the love of God toward you, and in the present, in all aspects of your life, so the love of God compels us. So there is no other love than this, the love of God toward us. St. John said it in 1 John chapter 4. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation, to cover our sin. Propitiation is, this is the atonement. Atonement, you can read about it in the book of Leviticus, chapter 16. He is the atonement sacrifice, the propitiation, el kafara. And as I told you in the beginning, that the love of God passes knowledge. It is incomprehensible, surpass knowledge. St. Paul said it in Ephesians chapter 3, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. His Holiness Pope Shenouda the Third, he used to say, when I read this verse, in Ephesians chapter 3, this verse 18 and 19, my mind stops. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And what is the width? What is the depth? What is the height? And our Lord Jesus said in Covenant Thursday, tomorrow we will read it also, for the Father himself loves you. Think about it. For the Father himself loves you. So the Holy Trinity loves you. And it is written in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and the people for your life. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Sometimes I think, I prayed, I asked God for this or for that, and God didn't answer me about this. So some people said it. He gave you his only begotten son. What else he can prevent you from getting this if it is for your good? So when you see what is happening in the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is called in Hosea chapter 11, this is the gentle cords of love. I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love. In Arabic, rubat al-mahabba, cords of love. So there is no substitute for the love of God. It is written in the Song of Songs, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love. مياه كثيرة لا تطفئ المحب. Nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised. So there is no other substitute. I will tell you a verse in Zephaniah chapter 3. I want you to memorize it. Zephaniah 3:17. It says, he will quiet you with his love. What it means? He will quiet you with his love. And when you comprehend the love of God, you will be quiet. I have nothing else I can say. There is no other petition I can ask. In Arabic, يسكت في محبته. Make me quiet when I comprehend, when I ponder, when I think, when I meditate about his love. So when we know the love of God, this love should be mutual. we should to love him. Yesterday, on Holy Tuesday, they asked him about the great commandment. And the great commandment, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Many times I ask myself, do I love God from all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, all my mind? Because many times my mind wander away. So you don't love God with part, just a part from the heart. They call it the partiality, masahiyya juz'iyya. And when you love God, you love his house, you love his word, you love his commandments, you love to toil for him, to endure suffering for his sake, to serve him, to be close to him. When you know the love of God, to love one another. I'm not sure if I told you about the chapters. I will say it just in 2 minutes. Chapters 13 in the Bible about how we love one another. We will read it tomorrow, John 13. Love is the new commandment, John 13. Romans 13, love is the fulfillment of the law. All the commandments, you can conclude it in love. This is Romans 13. 1 Corinthians 13, love is the excellent way. Hebrews 13, verse 1, the Philadelphus, the brotherly love. Example of the brotherly love, the love between our father Abraham and Lot in Genesis 13. Loving of enemies is the book of Esther, chapter 13, verse 13. Mordecai said that he loves Haman, the one who wants to crucify him. He is willing to kiss the dust which Haman goes on. And Hebrews also, again, 13:13, this is what we are doing now. We are living away a little bit from the sanctuary because we are going outside the camp and to bear his reproach as he bore our reproach, and to have the fellowship with his suffering. So I want you just, this is examples, ideas, to know it and to highlight it in your Bible about how God loves you, and we should to love him. And I remember when Abuna Bishui Kamel, he prayed a liturgy in the convent of San Damiana, and under the altar there is the relics of San Damiana, and he said, how this great love, Christ on the altar sacrificed himself for the sake of Damiana, Damiana under the altar sacrificing herself for the sake of Christ. This is the mutual love. May God to help us, to give us grace to love him from all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls, all our strength, and to love one another. And glory be to God forever. Amen.